So, like before, Rinpoche encouraged us to give rise to the noble motivation of bodhicitta, that we really set out with determination for the sake of all sentient beings, whose number exceeds the limits of space, to achieve the unsurpassable state of supreme enlightenment, which is neither abiding in worldly existence nor in just peaceful eternity. And to do so, the means is that we resolve ourselves to that aim by listening to the genuine Dhamma information, reflecting upon the meaning and cultivating that understanding through meditation. With this diligence or joyful effort, Rinpoche requests that we should listen to him. So when now we recite this text again, Rinpoche suggests that we do it alternating in Tibetan and in English.
Tenike chenpo jaa kukudo ngāk dhipa jangun kyeva thoma meba ni dzun trama chikto ngāchar la sopa ngāk le mambu sa yure te jangwa la ngāk tene ngāk dhipa te ngāk jangukure tene sona tambu chi jaya dhāke ngāk dhipa jangun ke chenpo kukudo.
So we should shout as loud as we can, since this would since this purifies the obscurations related to speech in countless lifetimes. Until now we have accumulated various unwholesome deeds like lying and chattering and whatever through our speech, and to purify all those we have to use our speech in a proper way, and which is to express the words of Dhamma information.
So
we come to the continuation of yesterday's teaching about the system of thought that views the whole world as being one's own mind, therefore called chittamatra, or mind only, chittamatra, mind only. And the next verse saying, so luxury or sensory pleasures are known as being the cause of happiness. However, the mighty of accomplished beings, Milarepa and so forth, those who are free from attachment, were happy without it. Therefore, I consider the cause of happiness to be mind only. So the explanation, Rinpoche says, is that generally what we call like luxury or sense pleasures is considered to be the cause of happiness. It is famous for that, but nevertheless this is not strong logical implication. It doesn't mean that it only this can serve as a cause for happiness. The proof for this is that we find beings who were very doing well without it, like Milarepa, who was the mighty of accomplished beings from the many, from the magnitude of those beings who reached the understanding of reality. Among all those accomplished beings, the most famous and most accomplished one was Milarepa. So beings like him and so on, those who were free from attachment, that did well without these with sensory pleasures, also with outside experience of luxury and so on. For that reason, here the conclusion is to say that the cause of happiness, of true happiness, I consider as mind only.
Tene malarepe trapo nana deva chuni la sopa hajang deva deva songor mambu songyore deva ma songor mambu soma te so trapo nana devo yogati tene longju me pe jinchen na te mai mare longju chenbu yona trapo nana devo yungu isamare kuma yungre chakpa yungre devo yungu isamare te malarepe la longju me pa la tene devo songore Namdal yore cha che kong trakpok le yog depe kapsu kuma ching se mu le varendo. Kuma ti trakpok nani jagando ke muna lo yo mare trakpok nani so de varendo. Malarepe nge nimo ma nye sa tini cherang se mu nye kendo ke tu ra song tu ten ko ge mo ji ken lo lo. Kuma te ya ge mo ji ken lo varendo. Malarepe yang ge mo ji ken lo varendo. Te loncho me pe de varendo.
So as we all know, Milarepa was spending a lot of time in rock caves, and he has left a lot of songs to us, and those songs describe the kind of comfort or mental ease or happiness that he achieved and experienced. And there are several songs where he just enumerates those types of happiness and comfort, saying like there was some having describing 12 types of happiness and so on, many of those songs. And all those types of comfort and happiness, they arose in his experience without having any kind of luxury or wealth to support it. So in fact, based on the absence of outer luxury and wealth, that he was able to experience mental ease and comfort. And there are also funny stories to illustrate that when if he had like a lot of luxury and wealth, then he would have to care about it, and then people would come try to steal it and so on. So a lot of complication and trouble and worry would arise just because of having wealth. So it was in fact the opposite which really promoted his wealth. Then there are funny stories, like one when a thief came to his cave in the night, and because of course there the electricity was off at this time, so he couldn't really see anything and he was looking around in the darkness and trying to find something to steal. So Milarepa then just told him, say, what I couldn't find in daytime, what? So then go ahead and try to find it in the night. So the thief, he burst out in laughter and then he left.
Here's the Malarepe Loma Mankhya Vayyan Trakog Nangna Drupadjyate Tene Kipu Chongwane Do Te Nang Devata Pare.
So Milarepa then, spending his life in meditation in rock caves, experienced the true inner happiness, the true inner joy or ease, mental ease, and this mainly arose due to the fact that he had no outer support of happiness, no wealth and luxury around him. So, Milarepa had four main female disciples, from which you just mentioned the name. Rechungma is Padarbom, is Pedar Gyochen, and Saliö. And so one of this, those was his sister, and they all, and three of them, they practiced the whole life then in rock caves, and achieved a great deal in comfort and happiness without supporting it by any outer means of luxury and wealth.
Lonjo deve juro trana rupe vamso mila repa chadra namna mina deve deve juyan simdan yambardo. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So wealth is well known as a cause for happiness. Mighty siddhas like Milarepa and more, those without attachment are happy without. Therefore, I say also the cause of happiness is mine only.
Yeah, it's all from the Dunga in the same time, but then, man, eh? Nyarabe chaksik, saiki so, bakyantun nang tosong se. Junji tis and a nason somje dunga yang, nirva yeda tundu somje dunga yang, same time in beniki grew, same time in the sena, same time in beniki tempo to check over.
So, next verse is saying the burning iron ground of the health and so on. Is also is said to be the appearance, the deluded appearance through habitual tendencies. Therefore, therefore it is necessary to gain certainty in the fact that the suffering of the three lower realms is also mind only.
Dela tajur ko na nyar vichya se saaj so bhakyan tu nang ibese nyar vichya se saaj so neisong som di dongan yang se ti se kang ba tang bo dang som ba ni de chu jin zo ko nyar vichya se saaj so neisong som di dongan yang chu jin sem zai be ni chu ge de sem zai yin de de sin bhakyan tu nang ibese Kangba nyeba de ten sekya. Di tajo kuna nyarvacha sek saigya so me song song je dunga yang chujin. Semcha yinbe neki kye kubi junsin yo de bakya gantrunan yinbe se. Bakya gantrunan yinbe ten sekya nyarvacha sek saigya so me song dunga yang देखो सेम जो तो नहीं बताएंगे तादाद दे ताजोर चेक दा तेंदों चेक ये नहीं बोलते बस जिम्मा दे तेंदों ने देखा उसे करते हैं बारे से ना dikpe sem patya gantho nang yinpe tenche ki nyeva chakse saagya so ngayson som je dungay ngayson som je dungay yang sem zang yinpa tenpa rase te ten dong re dikse ni khara tenpa oa ten rao lamna ten sarpa yinpa mama te tajyo re.
So let me explain this sentence a little bit further, saying that well, we have the suffering of the lower realms, which is then particularly the hell realm, known to be of such type of that there is the very ground of the earth is like burning iron and so on, and since there is it's said that all these types of suffering they are just mere appearances that arise through the habitual delusion of mind, one should gain certainty in the fact that everything is merely mind. And this, the very verse here can be put into a logical reasoning. So one has to first, in the logical reasoning, means like one has to prove something or to come to a certainty through a finding an indication that this is true, and so this inferential knowledge here, then first he needs something that one is analyzing or focusing on. And this is the first line of the verse, and the part, and the third line. So given this, the suffering of the three lower realms, as there is the burning iron ground of the hell realms, and so on. So what is assumed or has to be shown is that there is a necessity to realize that everything is mind, it's merely mind. And the indication that it is merely mind is that it is said to be just the appearance of deluded, of habitual delusion. That's the way of putting it in that type of inference. Statement, but you can also put it the other way around and say, okay, there's something to be illustrated through a reasoning, and then you put the reason first and say, so through the reason that it is said that everything is the appearance of habitual delusion, the suffering of the three lower realms, like the burning iron ground of the hell realms and so on, is that which is one should gain a certainty in to be just to be mind only. Because there are two different ways of putting that, whatever is more convenient. One is having the field of research, an assumption and the indication that this is true, and the other is putting the reason first and then illustrating with that reason something what previously one did not understand.
ते रंग सेम जंटुनंग रे मातो सिरुर तो मे यो मारे मे दुठी मे बिसनो मे दुठी मे ना छागि सको सिरुर दियो मारे मे दुठी मे येंदो छागि सको नव यार मे छको छागि सको के छबा तो सको दुंगा न्यू आते रंग नाम तो डर पारे तेला पे मनन तो मे छको सम्मुल न्याम न्यू न सम्मुल तां देते ने
So to apply then a supporting example, the best example that one could find to support that reason is dream experience. In particular here, one could think of a dream experience where oneself would be burned in fire. So there is suffering arising from that type of nightmare, but we have to admit that this fire in the dream that burned us and the suffering had no real basis for it. From the very beginning, there was not even an atom of truth in that fire that burned us in the dream. However, there was the experience of suffering, and this leads us in the dream experience to the clear conclusion that it was just the confusion of thoughts, a mere mental delusion that we felt to be a victim of that fire. So taking that example of dream experience, we could gain some confidence in the truth of that logical reasoning here, that even the suffering in lower realms, like this hot burning iron crown in the hell realms, is just mind or mental delusion. We have to use examples, otherwise it's very difficult to gain confidence in that truth, or even to gain certainty, since we have this habitual tendency, we have a habitual delusion. It's not just a momentary error of mind was easy to correct. It is a habitual delusion, and this is very difficult to counteract, and therefore we need to apply reasons and examples like the dream experience.
Tene donga rang nam to kantrana yin ba te rang nyam nyung ge ting ni apa ko to gre sam ba pena tanda lo sum che yep cho ma che le ba che cho la maung ba donga te kan de yin maung ba donga lo ja cho gup cho la so pa cha ni ge po cha pa ka so tene kale kapo mdawa mambo samde tanda donga yungu yore tanda donga yungu te tanda ngane donga mene yang maung ba lo jachu kupchu ne kapje kale kapo yopa rang zuku yho nyamba tene lonjo meba la sopa samno tanda donga yungu te maung ba tanda yomare yine yang meba chilikte yende donga zongane te ranga namdok zogo yore namdok donga zoso te yapo haku kukutu.
That the experience of our sufferings is just a mental delusion, a mistake of mind, could be clearly understood from our everyday experience also. If we think of those people who now reach maybe the age of 40, 50 or something like this, then when we look how much time they spend, like how much they're worried about their future, when they consider themselves to become slowly older and grow older and find themselves like maybe to be 90 or 80 or 70, whatever, then, having in that age, then they think of what will happen when I'm old, so maybe have all kinds of trouble, and by considering that their own future, thinking about their old age, right now when they're only 40 or 50, through this worrying they experience a lot of pain and suffering. And here we can clearly see how mental confusion works. The cause of that suffering isn't even present. It's just some projection in the far future, and there is a great deal of mental effort involved to produce that suffering right now, however we do. So this is a clear an error of mind and a mental confusion that causes this type of suffering.
Nyarve chakse saye so bhagya thunam dosum nesom sumje dunga semzayin be nesegu.
The burning iron grounds of hell and war are taught to be confused appearances of tendencies. Therefore, one needs to develop a firm conviction. All suffering of the three lower realms is mine only.
Thori je deva yang sem je truna yinpa tenpa ni, geva sem je truna yinpa tenpa ni, thori la yin ji ten je bendur ya ye saye tam. Rache na so khansa nam geva sem je truna yinpa, desir geva do mile. Ta thamche sem je truna yinpa geva ma do digirave, ten digir ma re yam. Thori te, ลาตามตังลามัยสมเด็จโทรีดีเตนามเจนังนิยังลงจุเจชิเตนโทรีลาเรโทรีลายิงจิกติงเจจิกติงลาสายจิตามเจเบนโดยายะสายจิเรสิโดเบนโดยาเตงาสุติเปรินทังเจมุตสึกะโดวาอัมโจลตายะงอลตอสตายะจองนะมุตสึกะวุโสกะโดเตนิสายจิเมเตยินะหาจิกิบุเยสะ เบนโดยายะสายจิตังเรนจินนาโซคันซังนัมเซตังงอร์ตังดอร์เจปาลัมเจนทาจาปาลาโซปาเรนจินนาโซกะคันซังนัมจังคันซังคังบะยะปุนัมจังตาตันจิตินะเตนิเรนโบเจเลซุเปยังไคเจนคังบะยะวะเรนจินนาโซคันซังนัม ဒီရင်ကျင်းကြံစံတဲ့လိုက်ရလိုက်ရကျတေဂေဗစင်ကျန်ထွန်းနံရင်ထွန်းနံရင်ထွန်းနံတဲ့ဂေဗစင်ကျန်ထွန်းနံရဒစင်ကျန်ထွန်းနံမရဂေဗစင်ကျန်ထွန်းနံဇံဘုတ်ကျရပူချရဝရပတိစေနဂေဝဒုံမလေဂေဝဒုကုံဒုဒေပစင်ကျန်ထွန်းနံကြောတဲ့ဒုငါကျန်ထွန်းနံကြောတဲ့ဒေဖရဒေပပံကုံဒုဂေစင်ကျန်ထွန်းနံ
เกบเซมเจเดวาเตเกบเซมเจทุนังอิบเซนะเกบาโดมเนเลเกบาโดมเนยาปอเรเซบะยาตังพุทธะดิคันติปันตาเมลิเชตซานิตาทัมจิเคมบุกงปังเกบาตุกะติกิมาเรเซนเตมาเรทัมจิเซมเจทุนังอินะ
Tene geva madam na yang digere besa na, geva dokun, ote na.
Tene shubla, da lungna de tikpe semchi drona yinpa, deva de geva semchi drona yinpa.
Dunga tiksenchi drona yinpa sena dekpa panga udo. Deva gesemchi drona yinpa sena geva dokun.
Geva panga udo.
Geva panga udo.
So now having explained that even suffering is just the mere projection of mind, of deluded state of mind, then one might wonder, well, if everything is just mental projection and it's just merely mind, then wouldn't it be okay just to practice virtue? The result of virtue is known as happiness or comfort, pleasure. And if we take that example, if we take this thought to its end, then the highest type of result we can achieve through practicing virtue and achieving happiness through this is what is known as the God realms in this whole world of existence. And gods are those types of beings who experience happiness through previous practice of virtue. So as an answer to this type of question or thought, the next verse says, the lapis lazuli crown of earth, of the worldly, of the gods, of the higher worldly realms, and they are palaces made from various jewels, are the deluded appearances, or the appearance of mental delusion of virtuous mind. So they are the appearances of delusion of a virtuous mind. For that reason, it is excellent to practice virtue. So, the main thought is here to say that it is not only suffering that is arising as a projection from a deluded state of mind, there is also happiness, worldly happiness is delusion in the same way, but it is a result of practicing virtue. And if we take the highest state of happiness of the worldly gods, and those beings experience like pleasure through all kinds of outer beautiful environment. So he's talked about this whole ground of earth being lapis lazuli, or maybe it's not actually lapis lazuli, there's some this kind of stone which has a reflection of stars or light in there. Anyway, this is a stone which we consider as very precious, and in very small pieces we use it as ornaments to put it into our ears or around our necks. And there's no need to mention how beautiful it would be to have the whole ground of the earth being made of this substance. And then moreover, those beings live in very well-made mansions, like made out of jewelry, of the various types of precious stones. So all this type of happiness is the result of a virtuous mind, however it is a deluded appearance. And the consequence here is to say, linking it with the previous verse, since suffering is the a deluded state of mind that results from unwholesome deeds, one should abandon unwholesome deeds. Since happiness, worldly happiness, is the result of a deluded mind, a virtuous mind, one should practice virtue. And so the last sentence is, it is excellent to practice virtue.
Tene geva dromna lekse go je jinse kare sena kita nambe lo le tambo pe geva drop go pare geva drop gum gu le tse pa yo mare geva drop pare toni gomb kap so don tamb den ba am tong ba ni gomb kap so tene toni gomb pa geva drop go pa tam mu gu pe lu so yere ka ke ten dan gom ren ba toni gom ren ba ka ke thunang ge nyen bo ko ba Sava Chuzi Yam, Trunang Sava Chuzi Ji Nyenpo Tungi Yimpo Sena, Tungpa Nyi Kona Gom Dena, Dene, Tekin Degire, Jitok To Tanda, Dene, Samba Nyi Jintan, Tungi Ji Gom, Mugu Pa Ndepa, Luxor Chik Daan, Nyamja Da Mugu Na Yang, Jitok To Geva Drop Gupa Luxor Nyi Yere, De Jitok To Geva Drop Na Lepa Luxor.
Nyamja. So, why is the consequence here to say practice of wholesome deeds or good is excellent and is advised? Because in general, for beginners, and as a common practice in Buddhism, it is very clear and without any dispute that it is necessary to engage in virtuous activity. So this is the common ground of one's practice. And however, when some who engage in the practice of emptiness meditation, at this stage where they come very closely to realize the natural emptiness of all phenomena, there have various ways of how to deal with virtue. It is obvious that while resting in meditation, in the absorption of seeing everything being naturally empty of a substantial essence, that in this practice, while resting in meditation, there is no thought of virtue or not involved. But after the meditation, then there are different ways of how to deal with it. So there are some who then, between the meditation session, engage still in accumulating merit through increasing their compassion and loving kindness towards all sentient beings and so on. And others who, even in between those meditation sessions, drop the thought of virtue or non-virtue, try to transcend that.
Tori laye jik denje bendra yaye saye denje na to kanza keve simje tumu tesir keva do male
dono.
The love is love to be ground in the worlds of higher love and their elders. Use the appearance of the mind. Therefore, it is good to accomplish virtue.
Ta sentam balola, ni dong chuni gom gubai dambani, sentam paye lola ni, ni nang trubai imbecil, ni dong. Chunyi tundam yi, tesir nidong chunyi gom. Semzang per lo la, zungzeng yi ten trupa nama yinba sena, trunang yinba sena, kunzong trupa nama yinba sena, zungzeng yi jitungba, nidong ka chunyi ta tundam den pare. Jumtseng ti sena, nidong ka chunyi gom gogo. Semzang per lo la, nidong ka chunyi gom gogo. Ninang Trupa La Ninang Trupa Nyambur Nidong Chini Gongo.
So we come to the concluding verse of the explanation of mind-only system of thought. It says, in the tradition of mind-only, of the followers of mind-only system, dual appearances are delusion of mind or delusion. Therefore, the nature of phenomena, empty of the two, is genuine reality. Thus, one should cultivate the nature of phenomena which is empty of those two. So, the explanation is saying that in the tradition of the mind-only system or the followers of those, everything that could be included in dual appearances of seeing outer objects and having in mind an inner perceiving mind, an observer of those outer sense objects, is those dual appearance of world is said to be just confusion, is a deluded state of mind. So what is true, what is then free of delusion, is the genuine reality, is the nature of phenomena, empty of this dual appearance as subject and object. And this being the very nature, genuine reality, one should familiarize oneself with that nature through this understanding. One should familiarize oneself with the nature of phenomena being empty of subject and object.
Gom dupchure ten sik nire sen zamba loo la chuchi ni tong chuni gom gupi jom sen yote ni nang trupa yinpa kaan yir ti dokso ni tong chuni tuandang tenpa yinpa sa ten sik nire.
So putting this in a logical reasoning, what is given is the tradition of those who follow the mind-only system. And it is said that there is the need to meditate, familiarize oneself with the nature of phenomena, which is empty of subject and object, those two. Why? Since first of all, whatever is a dual appearance of subject and object is mental delusion. And secondly, since the opposite of that, that which is empty of those two, which has, is neither subject nor object, is the nature of phenomena, is genuine reality. So there are two reasons to show that it is necessary, indispensable to familiarize oneself with the nature of phenomena that is empty of two. So if you say the other way around, what does this last summarizing verse show us? It has shown the following thing. It's through the reason that on the one side everything is what is dual appearance, is mere confusion, and on the other side that the lack of this duality is general reality. Through those two reasons it shows that in the tradition of the Chittamata system there is the need to familiarize oneself to the nature of phenomena empty of two. The approach of Chitta Matra is such that dualistic appearances are deluded. Therefore, the absolute Samatha empty of dualism. Therefore, many Samatha empty of dualism.
Ya ta sen tam pe ren char song tam bo pe ke cha sang ki dong de ne yin di ke le cha sang ji de.
So now we finished the teaching about the system of mind only, or chitta matra, and Lamchi says first, you know, we recite it once completely in Tibetan and then once again in English.
Malam dadam medo yaba yorje muni tebar mina semje muni tebar yaba de dosa pye sendan yin bari ji mala yorje hasen mina yorne mala yor paran turba yeje yorje tamje yeje shunam tamje sendan yin bari ji nyendo yido wa yina kongro jise yido mo Dravo yido mong wa yinja Nido jose yido uwe Danyi yinja simsang yinpala Longjo dewe juro sana Drobe wangso mla reba Tata nana mina dewe Dewe juyan simsang yinpala Nyarwe chakse sa Meso sumje dunga Sentain bemeji gu tori laien ji bendra yae saje renje nato kansa jeve simje tuna jeser kewa jurnali semza boye lola inam turba imbe nidon juni dena jeser nidon juni gu tandong jing dong jing Tango Zubda Taro Rizana Siru Dungne Denpa Yopa Ranga Semne Tadedu Yopa Yor Te Tang Ranga Wangu Patala Namka Tungpa Yopa Nama Yana Yang Ngane Sidung Yoma Semdu Nane Te Yindu Dine Ngato Semtamba Logi Yasena Siru Du Zubda Taro Rizana Tung Nanga Wangu Tang Siru Du Yorji Patala Tungpa Yang Kya Chimbuchi Rao Chin Tung Na Yang Malam Yindu
So the system of the mind only system, or the system of those who say everything is just merely mind, in its main point means that outer objects do not exist. One does not anymore, it does no longer believe that outer objects have an independent existence. And this is very much like the experience in a dream. In a dream, in the same way we think that once we don't realize that it's a dream, that we think that outer objects exist, we find ourselves in an environment where there is an outer world and we are the observer of this world. And the outer objects seem very different from our perceiving mind. And furthermore, it seems like there is a distance. We observing a world which is not only different but also in distance from ourselves, there is a space in between. Seems like there is an empty space in between us and the objects that we observe. However, it is very clear that in the dream experience, there is no such essential difference. All appearances, the whole environment is made out of the same stuff, it's just merely mind. That's very clear in the dream experience. And in the same way, we should understand our everyday life. Right now, we also think that we are sitting here in the midst of environment of outer objects, and that those outer objects are different from our mind, and also there seems to be a clear space in between. They don't really meet, there is empty space in between. It's the same situation as in the dream, and we should gain confidence by using those examples that although it seems so much contrary, it seems like all the outer objects are completely different and distant from the mind. Like in the dream experience, they do not exist as on their own, they are merely mind. It's very important to develop such type of confidence.
Dine semtam lo la malam yindo sirji to madopare madop kigindo ten rawo malam yindo sirji to madopare ten rawo sambatam je dine ngi yo mare koban rawo re ti tava ngoma la ngihi che yo mare tava la tini yang ni yang du sam di ngihi che gogo rang ni ngihi tembo gogo rwa tema to ngihi ma che na tindu re sa ha kowa sam no tama chang ke pingi mare tes pingi re ina hida ya po pingi mare
when in this mind only system one obtains the explanation that everything similar to the dream experience is not different from mind, that everything that one experiences in everyday life is just one's own mind, is just one's own mental projection. Just hearing this explanation and just thinking, oh well, it could be like that, this is not the same as gaining confidence. Certainty is not just a mere thought, that once a while we remember this type of idea and this thought, system of thought, and we think, well, it sounds quite reasonable. Although it might sound reasonable, we haven't reached that real deep rooted certainty. This doesn't come by itself, but we have to work for that. It, something that by applying this thought again and again and remembering why it is reasonable to say that everything is just merely one's own mind, then slowly we will reach that certainty. And only when one reaches this certainty without oneself being totally free from doubts whether it could be mind or not, then one has touched the essential point of that view, what is here called the view of mind only. So Rinpoche has made those verses here to facilitate our understanding, and as we might find that they really work that way to make it easy for us to understand the viewpoint of Chittamatra system, then just merely leaving it by saying, oh well, it sounds quite reasonable, that won't do, until really this deep-rooted certainty arises in our mind, we should study that view, should use those verses again and again to study this view and to consider what actually is the main point of it.
Tene sangchu dire, rwa? Hol dire, chu dire. Tene nang rantong tawaiti, oma rantong ti.
So tomorrow is a holy day, and then the day after tomorrow, which you will explain the system within itself.
Tene holy day yang sen. Same time, but same thing, dang, some not dance, or yapu, no tipo yunga. Some not dance, or yapu, magina, holy thing, la tipo yunga, mari, young, same dog, tanke, do you?
So, even tomorrow is the day off, and it's the time to relax. We should well watch our way of how we perceive this world, watch our concepts. And if we don't understand our own way of thinking, how we relate to this world, then we just naturally run into trouble and we're not able to relax. And then even when the time for having a break has come, we might become very tense and have all kinds of problems. So tomorrow is then a mind-only holiday. So taking a break means that while we having trying to have a nice time, we should watch what is how our way is really to relate to this world, and we should try to explore the mind, that very mind of awareness that is free from dualistic appearances, that is free from the notion of having outer object and inner observer. And if we watch this way of how we relate to world and how actually mind itself is free from this type, this notion of object and observer, then we will have a very nice holiday.
Nender Nimo Delek Tende Neme Gongyang Dele Nimzi Tado Dele Kunjo Som De Jashi Jundang Kordang Tienam Tender Sambe Tundrop parche yen traje samba chu yen ro pa jo tepe samba mndo pa jo
connected with what you said, which may make the bad thoughts not be realized.
Huh?
May negative thoughts not be realized.
Why don't you have positives? It's only have negatives.
That was the last thing.